Recording has started. Please go ahead.
Thank you for joining us for today's COI Amendment Service webinar. I'm Nicole Davenport, GDD Communications Manager for ICANN. Before we begin our discussion, I'd like to cover a few things. This webinar is being recorded. Recordings and supporting materials will be published on the COI page of ICANN.org. The running time of the webinar is 60 minutes. We'll start with a presentation and end with a question and answer session. You can ask a question via phone or in the Adobe Connect pod titled Questions to Presenters. Dial-in numbers can be found on the COI page of ICANN.org or in the Notes section of the Adobe Connect pod. The conference ID is GDD. To enter the phone queue, dial star 1. To exit the queue, dial star 2. Please make sure that your phone is not on speaker when you ask a question. Now I'd like to turn it over to Lynette Nardone, Registry Services and Engagement Manager for ICANN.
Welcome. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank everyone for attending today's webinar on the recently launched COI Amendment Service. During today's webinar, we'll walk through what the COI Amendment Service is, the requirements for submitting a request, Bank of America being selected as ICANN's advising bank, the service workflow at a high level, we'll review some links to additional resources of information, and finally, we'll end the webinar with a Q&A. The purpose of the COI is to ensure the availability of funds required to provide continuity of service in the event of registry failure. Per Specification 8 of the Base Registry Agreement, registry operators must have a COI that provides for sufficient financial resources to cover the five critical registry functions outlined in Section 6 of Specification 10. The COI Amendment Service provides registry operators with a mechanism for amending their COI values to ensure alignment with projected DUMs of AGTLD. COI funds are an important part of safeguarding the operation of GTLDs by ensuring sufficient financial resources are available to protect the continuity of critical registry functions in the event of registry failure. As such, if ICANN finds that a COI is insufficiently funded at any time once the GTLD has been delegated, the registry operator will be referred to the COI Amendment Service and will have 60 days to amend their COI. If a registry operator would like to submit an amendment request, there are certain requirements which first need to be met. The registry must have been in general availability for 6 months. Attachment D1 of the EBRO agreement is the guideline for calculating the appropriate values of the COI based on DUMs projected, not current DUMs. Projections must account for 3 years of operational expenses to support the five critical functions of the registry. Requests for amendments will be evaluated against the most current submitted monthly transaction report. All requests must be submitted via the GDD portal by the registry primary contact, and the request must contain a completed COI amendment request form. As Bank of America is ICANN's advising bank, all letters of credit must be advised by Bank of America. And subsequently, if Bank of America identifies outstanding terms which need to be cured per standing banking guidelines, the terms must be amended as part of this process. Additional guidance is available on the COI page at ICANN.org, as well as via the links provided at the end of this presentation. Bank of America was selected as ICANN's advising bank through a request for proposal process in 2014. They were selected due to their well-respected reputation and expertise to ensure all letters of credit meet all relevant financial regulations and requirements. Bank of America also has relationships with over 2,500 financial institutions globally. As such, our goal is to have all letters of credit advised through Bank of America. The next two slides illustrate at a high level the workflow for amending a letter of credit an escrow agreement. For a letter of credit, Bank of America will first assess the letter of credit to ensure all terms are compliant with standard banking guidelines. ICANN will then review Bank of America's proposed amendment terms. The registry operator will need to authorize Bank of America to work with the issuing bank. Once authorization is provided, Bank of America will communicate with the issuing bank via SWIFT communication. And for those who do not know what a SWIFT communication is, it's a means of communicating where financial institutions worldwide send and receive information about financial transactions in a secure, standardized, and reliable environment. And this is a globally trusted means of communicating in the financial world. The registry operator will then have to approve the proposed amended terms. And once approved, Bank of America will notify ICANN that the letter of credit was amended. In the case of an escrow agreement, ICANN will review the proposed changes to language in the agreement. The registry operator's escrow agreement will amend the registry operator's escrow agent will amend the agreement, have the appropriate parties sign and forward the agreement to ICANN for countersignature. ICANN will then countersign and execute the agreement. The next slide provides a list of links which are helpful for obtaining additional information on the service as well as resources for submitting requests. In the event you require additional assistance, please feel free opening a case via the GDD portal and contacting ICANN via the portal. With that, we'll move on to the question and answer portion of the webinar.
Operator, do we have any questions on the phone?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. One moment, please, as we wait for the first question. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and record your name clearly when prompted.
Thank you, operator. It sounds like we don't have any questions on the phone. At the moment, we don't have any questions in the questions to presenters pod. If you do have a question, please go ahead and... Okay. I think I see a question in the participant chat. We'll go ahead and read that. Although going forward, if you can ask your question in the questions to presenters pod, that would be helpful. Simply so that we, ICANN, knows that you're asking the question directed to us as opposed to other participants. The question comes from Michael Fleming. ICANN mentions, if ICANN finds that a COI is insufficiently funded at any time once the GTLD has been delegated, the registry operator will be referred to the COI amendment service and have 60 days to amend their COI funding level. Now, does this include COIs that are underly funded as well as overly funded?
Thank you for the question. So if ICANN finds that the COI is insufficiently funded, we will ask, ICANN will ask that the registry operator go through the COI amendment service. If the COI is overly funded, after 6 months of general availability, they can, submit a request to have the COI reviewed for amendment.
Thanks, Lynette. This is Krista Papik, the Director of Registry Services. Hello, Michael. If I can maybe just add to what Lynette just articulated. So the registry operators, after 6 months of general availability, can come, as Lynette was explaining, can come to ICANN at any time and request to amend their COI. And so that's not something ICANN would necessarily be looking for. We wouldn't come to you and say, hey, you're overly funded or overfunded, you should take a look at this. That is not an ICANN, that wouldn't be ICANN initiating it. That's something that the registry can initiate at any time after 6 months of a general availability. However, if ICANN finds that a COI is insufficiently funded at any time, we would come to you, as Lynette explained, and ask you to please update your projections and then update your COI, and we would ask you to please do that within 60 days. So hopefully that that answers your question, Michael.
The next question comes from Sid. Is there a cost from ICANN for this or the Bank of America review? Thank you, Sid, for the question. The team is just discussing. We'll get back with you shortly.
Thanks for the question, Sid. It's Krista Papik again. So for the first amendment that is requested by registry operators, if it's requested and completed by the end of ICANN's fiscal year 16, which ends on June 30th, 2016, ICANN would pay that initial fee. Following the end of this fiscal year, we would look to the registry operators to pay that initial fee. Thank you.
We have a note from our technical team. We have unsynced the presentation, so you are individually able to scroll through the presentation yourselves in case you have any questions or need to refer to anything. We have another question in the queue from Brett Fawcett from UniRegistry. Am I correct that we can consolidate all COIs into a single COI for TLDs that are under common ownership?
Thanks for your question. This is Lynette Nardone. So, yes, so they can be added to what's called the allocation schedule. So as long as we have the defined amount per TLD in an allocation schedule, all TLDs can be on one letter of credit.
We have another question from Sid. What is the fee? What is the timeline for a typical review from start to end?
Hi, thank you for the question, Sid. Again, Lynette Nardone. So the fee is $250. The amendment should be submitted no later than the 1st of May, 2016, to ensure that they're completed within the fiscal year. Thank you again for the second part of the question. With regard to the typical timing, so that will definitely vary. It's dependent upon the it's dependent upon the issuing bank and the registry operator, in that there could be delays with respect to the between communicating between the registry operator, communicating between the two banks. The process can take approximately 60 days, and again, it does depend on the jurisdiction. However, it can actually be a much shorter time frame. It just depends upon how quickly the communications are between the various parties.
The next question comes from Jeff. If a refund to the registry is in order, how long will it take to process?
Thank you for the question. The process on average takes around 60 days. Okay, sorry about that. So the process on average can take approximately 60 days. However, it can go quicker or faster depending on the registry operator and their bank. There are no refunds during the amendment process. The registry can reduce the letter of credit amount.
At this time, I don't see any questions in the queue. We have plenty of time. The webinar is scheduled for an additional 40 minutes, approximately. If you have questions, please go ahead and dial in or submit them through the questions to presenters pod.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and record your name clearly when prompted.
We'll take one last call for questions. If you have a question, please go ahead and submit it now. Otherwise, we'll end the webinar shortly.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and record your name clearly when prompted.
All right, it doesn't look like we have any additional questions. Again, I'd like to thank everyone who participated in the COI Amendment Service webinar. If you do have any questions, subsequent questions, please feel free either opening a case, via the GDD portal. You can also reach us by emailing globalsupport@icann.org. I think that concludes this webinar. Thank you again for your participation.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.